This is like the first days of ESPN. Yeah. Chris Berman.
It is.
Oh,
it is
live TV. He's in front of the camera. What'd you just do?
He fixed up.
We got a man.
That's our
down.
Lovely producer, Aaron B. Wheeler. We're actually going to have another brother on. We have a very special guest today. The first actual black regular Joe, who's not the producer.
He's the Jackie Robinson.
He's the Jackie Robinson of the regular Joe's. Breaking the color. We're Salim McCullough. He's Jamie Foxx's right-hand man. He's hilarious. He does all kinds of stuff. He's Crazy Legs in Don't Drink Your Juice in South Central.
I want to ask him about the rumor of Jamie Foxx stacking chicks in Miami.
I mean, if there's anybody that no one gets more puss than Jamie Foxx. Nobody. So it's gonna be, and he's also a Clipper fan.
Oh, Jamie Foxx or Sully McCullough?
Oh, I think Jamie Foxx. I think Jamie's a Laker fan. Yeah. And Sully's a Clipper fan. He also played. He played in the celebrity basketball games at the Staples Center.
So needless to say, big deal.
Yeah, needless to say,
it's a big deal.
Got somebody. I mean, somebody bigger than Sam.
Wow.
To come down the basement.
Hey, is Earl protesting how many black people we have on the show?
I don't know.
Are they showing up?
Earl is burning a cross upstairs. I don't know what Earl's doing. Earl, I don't know, man. You know, Earl skipped out. Literally, he ran out of the... I didn't see him after the Ian Bagg show. Which, of course, Sam Tripoli killed on. Best thing about the show.
Greatest show ever. Did you see the girl with the big...
Yeah, and Ian, she might try to be one of our sponsors, but we actually picked her out to talk because he's like, go around and see who you want me to pick on. I'm like, chick with the big tits and the tattoo on him. He's like, wait, no, that one. And then the big retarded Samoan guy was like another thing. Two people we picked out to pick on were the people who might sponsor the show.
Well, I was talking. She comes up, he's like, you are so funny. You are awesome. I'm like, thank you. I'm like, so what do you do? Because I see these big tits.
Yeah.
She's like, what do you? She goes, I fuck comedians.
Whoa!
Are we allowed to say the F word, or are we supposed to not say F words again?
No. In the context of that story, I think it was pretty appropriate.
Can you start beeping something?
You can't end the story there.
Oh. Sure. Well, like an idiot, right? I leave. Well, she's with a guy. And, I feel bad. The dude's obviously out on a date with her. I mean, I just can't go National Geographic and, fight over a chick. I just feel bad. So, right. I mean, I left. And then I went to the Comedy Store, and there were two people in the crowd. It's fun watching Jeff Ross work two people. It's just so interesting. That's when you know a comic is good, if he can rock two people. So... And then I went back to the improv hoping that the party was still jumping, and everybody left.
Yeah, I left. Bummer. I left pretty quick after it was the vibe after that show was weird. Usually there's a lot of chicks. There he is! If you bring him in now, everyone move over.
Here's
our special guest. There you go. Five cameras.
Sully.
A big hand, everybody, for Sully Capella, everybody.
Welcome, man.
How are you, man?
We got a full house now.
Oh, look at that. I'm sliding over here.
Protesting black people.
Yeah, we thought you were protesting.
You didn't want to get out? You didn't want to get out? Oh, really? But I had to put money in the meter, so I was trying to... I didn't want to eat the ticket. That's what
Sully, do you know Earl?
What's up, man?
You probably recognize him.
Right.
He's wearing a Tarver Johnson shirt. The only blacks he advocates are ones that are beating each other out.
Right.
As long as they're, one of them's going to get beat up.
I did with Sully last night. We did a gig for four people.
Yeah, at a bar.
Sorry I got so dirty at the end. I felt really bad, but the whole lineup was just filthy. I'm like, even for me, I was like, holy crap. I'm like, okay, when in Rome, be like Rome. I just started dropping filth on it. So
I got home, I was like, man, I could have been filthier. Why wasn't I? I regretted that I wasn't dirtier last night.
You get like that with a woman. You go home and you're like, man, I probably could have invited my friend in. Why didn't I?
Right. Why didn't I take advantage of it?
Yeah, man. Okay. That's when we need sound effects, man. The energy dies.
Yeah, maybe a woman sound effects. Somebody moaning. You got that?
Well, we need it.
We're working on some audio, okay?
Okay, I didn't know.
We need an intern. We need. Well, let's officially welcome Sully McCullough.
Yeah, welcome. Yeah,
first brother to the regular Joe.
The first one.
First brother.
Oh man, this is beautiful. I'm breaking the color barrier.
You had a really funny joke last night about Barry Bonds doing drugs and how like everyone's like he's cheating.
Right,
like Babe Ruth.
Yeah. I said Babe Ruth benefited from something just as bad. It's called segregation.
Yeah.
It's easy to be the best when there's no blacks or Dominicans in the game. Yeah.
That was really funny. Do they know what number to call in?
Oh, we should give it out.
Yeah, maybe. No. Yeah, right. Because I just dropped a joke.
What number if you want to call in? This is the fifth Joe. If you want to call in, it's called 626-722-0023. Once again, 626-722-0023. For the regular Joe. Holla!
This is why we don't let him talk.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Yeah, that was... I got to check my blackness now.
I'm the darkest guy here.
Right.
Where are you?
Smile. You're like the person who calls and leaves a message and say, hey, give me a call, 442-5545-595, all right? Just give me a call.
Can you're like, hang up.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll hang up and listen to you talk.
Yeah.
Sully McCullough's here, though, everybody.
Right, I am here. Sully, yeah.
Well, let's talk about stuff.
Yeah, let's talk. Yeah. I mean, there's so much to pick from with you. Jamie Foxx's right-hand man. Nobody, and I mean nobody, gets more puss than Jamie Foxx.
Right.
Are you in Miami for Miami Vice?
No, I wasn't. In fact, I didn't want to go down there at all because I'm married and I would just be torturing myself. Jamie Foxx is that friend that when I tell my wife I'm going over to his house, it instantly causes a fight. Like, and I even tried to soft sell it. I was like, we're going to go play ball. She's like, yeah, what are the hoes going to be doing?
I've heard stories of him just stacking chicks.
Dude, he is unbelievable. He's really like the black version of Hugh Hefner. Like, that's how he's patterning his life, is I'm going to go hard and full throttle and go through as many of them as I can.
Why not?
And I love it. I love it. He's my hero.
We love it, okay? Too. We do, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no four bigger heroes. He's our hero. Yeah.
Right. No. He's a real dude.
Well, I was telling Sully on the phone. I mean, that's the whole reason the whole reason why I watched Jarhead was because he's that fucking cool.
Yeah
right.
He really cool. He's like the black version of Vince Vaughn. He's great, like those
right,
guys.
Right, yeah, he's right, you know? Right there. Yeah.
He's also on a run. He's the last 3-4 years, he's on a run like no other actor. He's incredible.
Singing, he's dancing.
Play well, Tubbs, you know, man. Tubbs.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any better than
Earl
Tubbs.
Earl actually liked that movie.
I didn't see it.
I wish it was
no
more
fellow Michael Thomas, but I mean, who is?
Right.
You know, he's so good, people forget about the movie Bait. That's how good he's in. He's on the
right. Our now. Booty Call. Yeah, they forget about that.
He was.
In
good.
Fact, I've heard people say, "Yo, dog, they dished you with Booty Call. You should have got a nomination for that."
He was good in that Scientology movie.
What
which
was
one
that?
Was, when he was, Sky? He was Tom Cruise's. He was Tom Cruise's Driving Miss Daisy.
Movie?
I just said I'm trying to be funny here, Sully.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. Was that called denial?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. No, yes, this is a question. Yeah. I said what Scientology? I didn't say no.
Yep.
That's, you know, in the rules of improv, you say no.
That year, right?
Yeah. It was weird to watch, dude, because like I did the TV show with him and. We used to get so played at Warner Brothers. Like, I saw the head of Warner Brothers once for the 100th episode where we took the picture in front of the cake and never saw him again. And to see, like, where Jamie went from that to being the hottest dude in the game. Like, we would go to parties and people would just give us free stuff. It was the craziest thing. Like,
here's my baby.
Yeah, please. Yeah, here, have some of this. He was like, iPods?
I want that! Give me that!
But it's just, you know, it's weird to see when somebody that you, like, I've known Jamie since he used to work at Fox Hills Mall. You know, he used to work at Tom McCann. So I've known since then to become, like, the main dude. It's been fun to watch.
He's,
you know what I mean?
He's arguably the biggest black. I mean, he's like, it's like Jordan Tagger and then, like, Jamie Foxx.
Right, no, he's right there.
He's right there. If him and Carmelo are in the same room, they're pushing past Carmelo to get to Jamie Foxx.
He got top billing over Eddie Murphy in Dreamgirls, dude.
Yeah,
that's the shit.
Well, they said that movie wouldn't have got made unless Jamie agreed to do it, because they were having problems trying to get that movie made. So, that dude, yeah.
Well, that is crazy.
Yeah, I wanted him to do well, but I didn't want him to do that well. Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. It's like we were on a show together. We're doing scenes together. All right, see you, James.
Does your wife have a computer?
She does.
Is she going to be watching this?
Probably later.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, does he kick you down any?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's a legitimate question.
No,
I know when Earl blows up, I know Earl's going to be trying to kick down some of the chicks.
Right. I'm just going to do the fat chicks, so I'm going to keep them myself.
So you're going to go work that whole angle.
That's keeping it real right there.
Earl, stay true to my roots.
Yeah, you're not going to let the game change you.
Earl's in with the one-arm girls.
They get great hand jobs. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I know. Oh, that's a lot
easier to hold down.
She was there Tuesday night, man. She was scaring me. That girl kind of scares me. There's a one-arm girl. I don't know if you know her. She's not the one that killed Dr. Kimball's wife. Another chick.
Uh-huh.
Has one arm. And she paints, like, smiley faces on it.
Really?
Rub it up against you.
It's like it's very
funny about a stub. You don't need to be doing like nail
polish.
No,
that's not my
fetish. But there's nothing cute about it. There's no way to accessorize it and make it, you know, inviting.
Don't they have robot arms yet? Don't they have something they could put on that shit?
Yeah, it's called a coat. Dude, she wears short sleeve shirts like that, and she paints it with like Crayola markers. You've never seen her.
Like, I've never seen her. Is she halfway decent or no?
Comedy wise, I don't know. No, I mean, hey, if she was hot, she could just have a face.
Right.
It's not the case.
Right. Well, it kind of looks like a vagina at the end, you know.
Like I don't know.
Are you in the nubs? Yeah. Are you a nub, dude?
Some of them, you know, look like busted footballs to me.
If you have that many,
and that's sexy.
If you have as many MySpace friends as him, some of them are going to have nubs. You don't get 30.
That's the least of problems.
Okay, let's
is
talk
this a sports show.
Yeah, right.
What disgusting stuff?
We'll do the Super Bowl later.
Any calls yet?
No call.
Let's discuss professional basketball.
There's
two professional basketball teams in this town.
Yes, there are.
And we have some.
One gets all the credit,
and
one is treated like a redheaded stepchild.
Finally, someone's on my side.
I brought Cillian for you, Sam. I know it's been a tough year.
You're a Clipper fan?
Big Clipper fan.
I have Clipper season tickets, proud to say. Yes.
Where do you sit?
I sit in section 114. Nice. So the center is here. I'm just over
you
to the left.
You can get Jack Nicholson
seat
to the Clipper game.
No, dude. Come on. Let's not play the Clippers right now, okay? Clippers get no love, and they are hands down the most talented team in L.A.
They're playing better
hands
lately.
Down.
They are, dude. We're on a roll. We're
right.
teams that were
Sam's comes
to
back.
They are not the most. If Kobe Bryant walked in here right now and took four of us, they'd be the most talented team in L.A. Kobe Bryant's the best basketball player in the NBA.
What are you talking about?
The Lakers are
That is the Lakers.
Yeah.
It's four of us and Kobe.
Yeah, exactly. The Lakers are losing to teams that they shouldn't lose to.
Right. They play down in the competition.
They get beat up by crappy teams.
But the Lakers have beaten Dallas and San Antonio.
Yeah, in the regular season.
Right.
When it doesn't matter.
Right.
And I will tell. I'll give you this:
the Lakers beat the Clippers this season. I think just about every time they played, right?
They played three times,
but Sam was hurt.
Right.
We had a lot of injuries. Dude,
and
I'm telling you, and we're
just trying to make them feel better about
themselves. Did Odom play in all those games? Did Odom play all those games?
Yeah.
Odom didn't play.
Yeah, he did. Okay. Right. Now what? Yeah. All right. Here's what I'll say. Here's what I'll say about.
So I can't believe the Bay Area guy with all that Warrior pain.
Dude.
Move down here.
And of course I would be a Clipper fan. It makes perfect sense. I take one pain and reinterpret it into another. I used to actually go to Clipper games like back in the day. A friend of mine worked for a management company that managed Billy Crystal, and so they had to buy tickets as well because Billy had bought tickets. So they had these great seats that nobody used. So he would call me all the time, and we would go to Clipper games, and they were incredible seats. There was about 200 or 300 people there at the most.
It was great. Wait,
it was incredible.
There,
was it sports arena?
No.
Sports arena.
I used to go to the Staples Center when nobody would go to the Clippers.
That first season?
Yeah.
I was there.
And I was like literally like 20 rows back, and they were playing the Mavericks, and like Sean Bradley was sitting down. I'm like, Bradley, you suck! You suck! And he just turned around and looked at me and goes, why, dude?
Yeah, dude, I know. There's nobody. I suck. I know. I've been sucking for a long time.
Sean,
give me a break.
Sean Bradley beanballed one of my best friends in the world when he lived in Utah for a year playing Little League Baseball. He threw at his head and pegged him.
Really?
Yeah, Bradley's intensity ratcheted up in seventh grade.
I got hit and then he went on a mission and gave it all back.
he didn't make it to the pros, but he was starting center Greg Newton for Duke. for 4 years. Bean me, Little League Baseball. So I have a similar beaning story.
There's there's something to be said, though.
A less heralded center.
There's something fun about going to the games when no one goes. Like, I used to go to Penguin games when they wore blue uniforms.
Right.
You'd always go on, like, free stick day, free hat day. And you get to walk right down front. So I'm a little kid. I told this story before. But we were like, this far, we were, like, yelling at the Islanders that won 4 Stanley Cups. And we're just MF and Billy Smith. Mm-hmm. Vezina Goalie Trophy winner. We're going, yeah, you suck, Billy Smith, blah, blah, blah. He skated up. In those old days, they had, like, the Jason mask.
Right, right.
Skated up and goes, up your ass and out your ear, you little fuck.
Wow.
Like, right up to the glass as he skated off. Dude, there was, like, 4 of us just, like, like scared to death. For, like we didn't move for, like, 10 right. minutes. Just, like...
Well, that's the thing about sports is that, you know, you get in that zone where you start heckling these dudes, and I think there's enough distance where you don't realize how much bigger and badder they are than you. Like, sometimes I'll go, like, to, like, I'm going to the All-Star game, like, I'll be out there at the Improv, and when you see these dudes in person, like, have you ever seen Shaq in person?
Yeah.
That dude is gigantic.
Huge.
I mean, dude. And he's proportioned, and, you know, when you see him in person, you're like, oh, my God, I'll never talk shit about this dude again. You know
what
I mean?
Well, Allen Iverson is huge. You look at him, he's like a little guy.
Yeah, right. Him, like, and you like, see him proportionally, like, yeah, he's got like shit. 8-foot arms, too.
Yeah, dude.
When I was in the high school, I used to always go to the Big East tournaments in New York, and we got to the airport. We're leaving the same year Georgetown won the championship.
Uh-huh.
When they had Dalton on the team, there was like 9 guys as big as John Thompson. And Thompson had a wad of $100 bills that big at the airport. Like, handing them out. It was, but I got all their autographs. But dude, it was just like seeing like the Muslim army coming through. It was like 50 of them, all like, you know, like the trainer for Georgetown is like.
Right. I mean, if you sit real close and watch a game, it's really like watching Jurassic Park,
dude.
Right. I mean, it's freaks of nature, dude.
Dude, they are.
They're
man.
Freaks of nature.
Speaking of a freak of nature, did you guys see Kevin Durant last night?
Dude! 30-23, man. 37. In a college game, dude.
23.
That's insane. That's 30, like a
really?
Yeah.
37.
Wow.
And that's at least a second. He did it again. He had 37 like 2-3 weeks ago.
Dude, he's insane, mm-hmm. dude. But I think Odin's still great. I mean, but you can go either one on that one.
But Odin, you know what's crazy, though? It's like everybody talks about Odin. I really haven't seen him go off. You know, his numbers are good. They're not. Yeah.
He pinned 3 guys in a row last night.
But yeah. Odin can block, but he doesn't look mean.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he wants it. You know what I mean? Like, I like them dudes that are a little crazy, that look like, you know, they can't wait to fight afterward. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like...
He doesn't look crazy. Yeah, he looks old. Like
Right.
It's like Bill Russell.
Right. He looks like Ed Bradley, like in the 70s.
Like, he'd rather be a senator.
But that Durant, you know, just pissed Bob Knight off just watching him just light him up.
Oh, right, did you see when
the WNBA team.
Did you see when they beat Kansas and they stormed the floor? Did you see Bob Knight stand up and just, he started going crazy, and then he goes after somebody, and then the camera cut.
Oh yeah,
it was like,
oh, really?
It was like the Magruder film. You get the guys won Olympics and Final Fours. You think he wants to be storming the court for an inner Big 12 game, dude? He went. You just saw him turn purple, and he starts screaming at people, and he steps, and then like. They show the score.
I never understood the college games, why people are allowed to storm the court and field. Because you get arrested for doing that in any other sport. So.
Yeah, but you're right there, though. Yeah, you're right up on top of them. Yeah.
Yeah, you're
dead. But they kept doing it, because didn't they beat someone the next, like Kansas? Then they stormed again.
Kansas won
but then they beat someone right after, storm again. It's like,
every once in a while, there'd be like 0.8 of a second left on the clock, and they have to like clear the floor off and like just inbound the ball.
Yeah, pretty funny.
Durant looks sick, though. I'm a big proponent of, you get the center, you get Patrick, you get Elijah Warren, you get Shaq. But Durant, I mean, he reminds me of, I mean, these guys didn't, I mean, LJ before the knee, or when Antoine Jameson
was at North Carolina,
that boys against the men, just like that, like, he was schooling people last night.
Like Jamal Mashburn in college, he was a monster.
Oh, yeah, dude.
That dude never, like, transitioned into the pros, like... He had so much potential in college.
Antoine Walker, employee number 8. I make baskets.
Yep. Mr. Tippy Toes.
Yeah, they were pretty freaking phenomenal, dude. But I think college basketball, I like the rule of 1 year, saving college basketball.
I do too.
Durant would go, he'd sit on the bench, and like, nothing would happen.
I hate paying to watch a guy develop. There's nothing worse than that. When you go to a game,
you've been paying.
But Sean Livingston, he played good last night. He played real good last night.
Who would you rather? Who would you rather have? Sean Livingston or Allen Iverson?
Hey, you can't ask me that because I'm 5'8", and I love the little guard, so I'm Allen Iverson.
Allen Iverson, to me, is one of the only five guys that plays hard every night.
Although, yeah, he goes for it.
The Nuggets aren't winning. They've lost like four in a row.
But you know what, though? The Nuggets didn't need to go after scoring. You know what I mean? They already had Carmelo. They had J.R. Smith. They had Boykins, who's a freak of nature.
Yeah,
who's my size and can bench 435.
Dude, that guy's crazy.
Yeah,
dude.
He's insane. So they had enough scoring. They didn't need that. They needed like maybe a small forward that could grab some rebounds. Like they made a weird move, and I think it's going to blow up in their face.
They got crushed last year when Nene got hurt because they were going to trade. They were going to get Paul Pierce for Kenyon Martin because it would be another bad Danny Ainge deal.
Yeah.
And then Nene screwed up his knee.
And now Kenyon Martin's out for the whole season.
Yeah, well, and Kenyon Martin's done.
Yeah, he's done.
Like Kenyon Martin's not going to get Paul Pierce back now.
Right.
But that would have been the move.
Right.
I really lost all respect. I used to be a big Carmelo fan. After that third grade punch he threw,
such a sucker punch. Yeah,
I'm out with Carmelo. But I still love the answer. But I will say this: it's bull crap that Kobe throws an elbow, which, whether you believe he threw it on purpose or not, gets a game. Kevin Garnett throws a punch and gets a game, and Carmelo throws a punch and gets 15 games.
But you know what, though? When that whole thing happened, I knew David Stern was going to be like, look, I got to send a message.
I understand.
That is his biggest fear, is his product goes haywire.
And it was in Madison Square
Garden. But how can Carmelo...
Which is a giant media market. That's the last thing that he needs.
Carmelo Anthony has a history, dude. He's gone on tape saying,
right, hey, he's got a little underground totally tape out right now.
Well, I know, but I believe in that. Don't snitch.
You gotta call him.
Oh!
It's Sully's wife.
I have some questions.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Can you hear us?
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Wow, we're really excited about this call.
Say this again?
What are we, in a huddle?
Yeah, right.
Uh-oh. You there, sir?
Hello.
This technology is crazy.
Wake up.
Ask your question.
Anyway, I'm asking, I want to know if there's ever going to be a pro-team football in L.A. What do you guys think? Why?
Interesting.
That's a good question.
I just moved to L.A., but I don't think people care here.
Yeah.
Because people, you have the Chargers, you have the Raiders, people seem to like the Cowboys. Everyone from L.A. is from another city.
Mm-hmm.
They like their hometown team. They come here. You got the Trojans.
It's kind of cool that you get to technically watch the best game every week and not have to watch the team. I think it'd be cool if the L.A. got a team, although I don't want to steal somebody's football team.
Hey, I don't think we'll get a team anytime, because L.A. doesn't need the team, and the NFL doesn't need the L.A.
Well, do you want to park your Escalade on some guy's lawn on 9th Street?
Yeah.
I don't. Have you seen the Coliseum neighborhood, brother?
I'm surprised the Coliseum doesn't have this sort of bar. Just bars around.
Oh, it is a lot of cement.
Like,
so you can get beat down terminally.
Have Kurt Russell with an eye patch patrolling the
place. Where are you calling from, sir?
Where?
From America.
Yeah, that's for me to know and you who find out.
From Bin Laden's cave.
Jesus. Okay, we'll try once again.
I think he said Arcadia.
Arcadia? You're calling from Arcadia?
Yeah, there we go.
No, we got you.
You're good now.
We got you loud and clear. Okay.
Ask another question.
Please. I think he just hung up. Hello?
Oh,
wow, that was great.
That was exciting.
As it got good. I liked it for a split second.
And you can also email us questions as well, can't you? Text,
we'll answer
email.
That was great, dude.
Right.
That's how it must have been when they landed on the moon. What's this button do?
This is overrated. Let's get out of here.
There's no whores on the moon.
Right.
The phone call. We were like children there.
Yeah. Hey, someone likes us.
This is our first time we've ever gone live.
Really?
Listen to this, Sully. We get 3,000 to 6,000 hits a week.
I know. I told my wife. That's why she let me out the house.
What yeah, number like, do you think it was at that you couldn't? If you would have been like,
oh, oh look at that, oh, David!
Act like you've been there.
Yeah. Hello, we're, you're on the air. What's your name, sir?
On the air. Yeah, man, we still talking about sports, right?
Yeah.
I got a question about synchronized swimming.
Mm. All righty, go ahead.
Hey, when you when two girls are doing synchronized swimming and one of them nipples get hard but the other one doesn't, how many points they lose?
Sir, we'll do the jokes.
I know this guy. This is Don, thanks for calling in, dude. I'm telling everybody, no, call in. Act like people care about us.
No, that's a, that is a good question. I don't get off on the synchronized swimming though. You would think hot chicks bending over, spreading vag, it'd be good, but they don't show the proper camera angle.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what the thing is too is they also have that weird Michael Jackson makeup, which messes it up. What was that?
You can't hear us.
Well, I got a bad connection. I got you now.
Okay. All right, cool. Thanks for interrupting that punchline.
That was black on black crime right
there.
Right,
that was. And it's Black History Month. How dare you?
Oh, this is funny. We were celebrating Black History Month on the regular.
Yeah, that's right. See? That's really why I'm here.
Oh, remember the struggle.
Right. Give it up for a slave movie.
What the?
You get paid well.
Yeah, we haven't seen a dime. He's raking in all the GoDaddy dollars.
I'm
looking at
some sweat on that first caller there.
That was an actual call.
That was an actual call.
So, synchronized swimming guy, you still there?
No, he's gone.
You know, it's the one-piece bathing suits as well. they got to sex it up if they want to sell it, right?
Right.
Some bikinis.
Well, that's my whole thing with like the WNBA that we were talking about last week. How like you watch like women's tennis and you can like spank one to that,
dude. Right. They're starting
you watch
women's
the WNBA
football.
And it's just like
lingerie ball.
They should just throw two supermodels in the water and I'll watch them swim rather than watch synchronized.
Dude, they want to start professional women's football. Are you for real, dude? Is anybody going to watch this monster?
As if the WNBA isn't ugly enough,
right? Yeah.
Right. Let's think of the girls who want to run into each other. This is, you know, it's a funny story. That's a good story. I know. No,
not like chunky lesbians.
A friend of mine used to play rugby, and so I'll come watch him play. So I went to Golden Gate Field, and I kind of knew what his uniform looked like because I've seen him in the bar before.
Wow,
that's a call.
So I'm gonna finish my story.
All right. Well, you got it. I think you have
hold
to.
Hold on 1 second. We'll call you. We'll talk to you. Hey, yeah, how's it going?
Maybe you
go ahead, sir. Go ahead. Ask your question.
Man, I'm calling from a landline this time. You guys are still choppy.
Yeah, well, when Radio Shack has a good sale,
yeah,
we had to buy one from the front of the bin.
This is not a Clear Channel radio show.
Yeah, though. Howard Stern doesn't do his show from the basement of a dive bar.
Go ahead, sir.
Hey, my question for you guys. I want a pick for the Stanley Cup winners, and I hope it's not the Ducks because I hate the Ducks.
Quack, quack.
And how about those Penguins still staying in Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. Now, there's a real fan. He understood. I heard, I don't know if you have DirecTV, but Stan Saverin said last night that the deal is imminent in the next 2 or 3 days. Of course, I would like to pick the Penguins to win the Stanley Cup, but I actually think that it's going to be the Buffalo Sabres. I think Buffalo will finally get a crown. Just the way they play is infectious. They're just very fun to watch. We'll let our goon expert, Earl Skakel, give his hockey, and then the Canadian.
I hate to break it to you, buddy, but with Pronger and Niedermeyer, they're going to have a Stanley Cup parade down Donald Duck Avenue.
Yeah, I got to agree with Earl. Good goalie, two great defensemen. Ducks.
Solani in the house.
I'm going to go with the brothers don't watch hockey. That's going to be my answer.
Hey, I got the best player in the league. Again, look, come on.
Our beans don't care either, so we don't like coal. We could care less. Good luck on that.
All right, where are you from, sir? Hello?
He's gone.
Hello?
Where are you from?
Yeah, I can barely understand you guys, man. I can't even hear your answers. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
Let me just try something.
You can pick the whole thing up.
Can you hear me now?
Barely.
Barely? How about now?
All right, well, you know what, man? I'm sure the cotton gin didn't work right the first time they invented that thing, so I guess
Yeah. Well, I'm super happy you're a Penguin fan, and let's go Pens. They're going to stay in town. And please call us back. I think next week we'll have more of it under control. Thanks for calling, dude.
Thanks, guy.
Thank you very much.
What, you use super glue on these things?
I'm not going to break it like a glow stick, dude.
That's three calls.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah,
is that a record?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first day. All
right. Well, that's good.
It's like, you know, we
Oh, yeah, this is the first live one.
So yeah, it's like Jackie Robinson. Every day he got was the...
we're Bob Beaming it right
Yeah,
now.
Exactly. They had the guy, I saw the guy today that did the fist.
Rafer Johnson, dude.
Where'd you see him?
There was five of them. Four. I watched Mike and the Mad Dog.
Tommy Smith.
I'll tell you a story about that. My father went to San Jose State. Those were all good friends of my dad. So wow. I grew up with all those guys.
Were they stacking chicks back in the day?
You know what? Like, I was too young to really know what was going on. I just knew that they were cool, and I didn't know why. You know, like, they were just the coolest guys to me. I didn't know that society and America had totally turned their backs on them.
Really?
So I'd be really excited when they'd come over when I was a kid, you know what I mean? And I was thinking, wow, once they go out that door, you know, everybody's hating them. Yeah,
it's just so interesting. You know, now it's like, you know, so done.
Yeah,
it's so over. You know,
like, well, now it's like we're not in it. We're not in an era where you can be political in sports. There's too much corporate dollars at stake. You know what I mean? Like, if
Needless
you're political,
to say,
now,
our show,
right? See,
that's why, we have
see?
No
that's why you guys are political. And look, you don't have anything.
Exactly. See, if I was pro Chris Kamen. We'd be able to hear the calls.
Well, I don't even know. I don't even know if I'm pro Chris Kamen right now.
You're talking about someone who took take the money and
but
run.
But everybody got paid on that team. You know,
it was a big
Dunleavy
mistake.
Got paid. Everybody's got
that
paid.
Was the
so
biggest,
there's no excuse for losing right
that
now.
That was the biggest mistake, was playing Dunleavy.
I would have let them. I would have let the NBA set the market on that guy. Who knows if people are going to give him $10 million a year? I mean, look
at Samuel
Delbart or whatever his name is in Philly. He sucks.
The Pistons signed that Nazi Muhammad, who's sitting on the bench.
What is
that? Well, he got a ring with San Antonio.
I'll take Nazi Muhammad over Chris Kamen for one game.
For one
Chris Kamen has flashes of, like, wow, you really realize you're a 7-footer, and then he'll go right away.
He dribbles too much. It's like he's right now, he puts the ball down, and then everybody swipes it, and he never. Stop dribbling, dude. Turn around.
There's one player on that team.
Well, no, let me tell you, the last game they played, right, they were double and triple teaming Elton Brand. You figure if they're doing that, maybe you move your spinner towards the basket and he gets off.
Right.
Did not happen.
Dunleavy's bad rotations. Are you with me?
I am with you on that.
I mean, McGetty and James Singleton can
Jumping
play.
Jumping James Singleton?
He can play.
Yes, he can.
Doesn't never
last
play
Last year he
like
got
that.
A lot more minutes than he does. He barely gets in now.
He can play, man.
You're talking to some real Clipper fans.
On the record.
I'm sorry. You were really...
He's begging... the producer begs for West Coast talk.
They got okay, well, you get your...
Yeah, exactly. Because we're pretty much, you know, Big East.
Right.
You know, NBA.
They do have the Raptors coming up on Sunday. 9 in the morning. The Clippers playing the Raptors.
Really?
Wow.
Who just knocked off the Wizards.
Yeah, they did. And Gilbert Arenas, who I used to watch in high school. I watched him score 50 in running shoes.
Dude, that guy is good.
He's an animal.
And the Warriors got rid of him. What's so funny about...
And they got rid of Boykins, too.
Right. Well, what's so funny about... To me, the thing with Arenas was he was the first guy that, after all the hideous losing, that they actually drafted who was worth it. Like, it was worth losing all that to get him.
Second-round pick, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. But it was just like, okay, well, now you get one more guy, and you got an ace seed. Right.
Dude, the Warriors have talent.
They
do.
It's just Monte Ellis is super fast.
Dude, they're deep, man. I mean, Jason
Barron, if he wasn't injury-prone, as soon as Jason Richardson comes back, I think that trade was good for them.
Oh, that trade was excellent. They basically...
They got rid of their two dead-weight players.
they got Harrington for nothing.
Right,
yeah.
Even if Steven Jackson's in jail or they wait, whatever, they got Harrington for nothing. I can't believe that's all it took to get Harrington.
Yeah.
Well, they had to take Steven Jackson.
Yeah.
Right.
They hated that dude.
Oh, yeah. But the thing about that, but that's a great trade for the Warriors. I mean, that was the best thing Mullen ever
did. And what you can do is you can shop Steven Jackson around. They can get something for him.
I just can't believe everybody thinks it's an even trade. Everyone thinks Indiana came out like...
There's no way.
I don't... Like,
there is no way. They're going to be so disappointed in those two.
I can't believe that.
My biggest mistake...
Troy Murphy, has he ever had more than 11 points?
My biggest mistake ever in basketball... This is the truth. Against Jim Cornette at the punchline. My worst thing I ever said in sports knowledge of 36 years was I thought Dunleavy would be pretty good in the NBA.
But
I really did.
When he was in college... He had size, you know. You figured he was coached, you know, came through an elite program.
But
I watched him play in the offseason because at UCLA, all the pros come and play and get ready for the season. He just doesn't have that killer instinct at all.
Hey,
he just doesn't go for it.
That's why Europeans come here and they bomb. Mm-hmm. It's just like you're playing against brothers who are just like in your face. Come on, come on.
Right.
They're like not used to that thing, dude.
Well, who's the best white guy? Let's say American white guy. So eliminates Nowitzki and Nash. Because you see these college guys like Leitner come out in this Hainsborough and this this guy in Arizona who everyone's saying
Hainsborough's not going to be that good in the NBA.
But like even Morrison. They say that guy's going to be a star.
When was the last time?
His nickname. Name is Jack 'em Up.
A white guy from the NC2A came and just took over.
The last time it happened,
white chocolate,
Stephen Nash, Williams. But he's Nash, Canadian.
Yeah, he's
but
the last time a white guy really took over was Larry Bird.
Oh,
that's
Jason
because
Kidd?
The game was different.
Jason Kidd. Well, okay,
Richard
he's
Jefferson
eggshell.
Is either way.
Right.
I think we counted him white guy.
Tayshaun Prince.
That's right.
No, if you're any black,
because Keith Van Horn, you know, they wanted him to be the next super white guy,
top three
and it didn't happen.
Because the game changed. Bird was still playing in a game where you could walk it up the court, where you could stand and get a rebound.
Bird was a monster, though.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking.
And he had a nasty streak.
Right.
None of these white boys, Adam Morrison has a nasty streak.
I'm not knocking Larry Bird, but if you watch a game from back then, the people aren't, even the brothers aren't that athletic.
Are you crazy?
Bob McAdoo?
I'm not saying they're not completely athletic compared to regular people, but I'm talking about...
Sidney Moncrief? Microwave?
But now every single player...
He's not as athletic as these guys today.
Every
it's
guy
finally
in the league.
Someone on the show's got a voice of reason. I've been battling this dude all day. You know what I'm saying?
Dominique wasn't athletic?
Yeah. What was that?
No,
Dominique Wilkins wasn't athletic?
He was not as athletic as the guys that are
Gerald
playing.
Wilkins was athletic, okay?
Dude, you're
Dominique
nuts.
Was super athletic.
You're missing the point I'm trying to say. Even if they were like athletic, they didn't play that way in the game.
Dude.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Have you ever watched a Charles Barkley highlight?
Yeah.
Where he grabs the rebound,
Dr.
dribbles
J?
Up court, dunks on three people.
Exactly.
It doesn't get any more athletic
than
that.
But he's one of the only guys that did that back in those days. That's why I'm so shocked.
No.
The Bucks walked the ball. All those teams
here's
the
thing.
Ball up.
It's just
the Lakers
display
took their time getting up the court.
Of talent is different now. Now it's cool to dunk like that. It wasn't cool back then. They were just as athletic, dude.
And you could put your hands on a dude.
I mean,
so if you dunked on somebody down the lane like that, you got fouled
elbows,
the rest of the game.
Dude.
They would put a bruiser in and run a two screen to set you up, and you wouldn't play for two or three weeks.
I think maybe there was a couple guys athletic back then, but now every guy in the league has got huge arms.
Yeah,
he can run, he can jump.
It was like, the Lakers are... Now the Lakers' fast break isn't anything compared to how fast most teams just run and gun the ball.
You don't think Magic Johnson would rock it?
Magic Johnson, to me, is the greatest basketball player that ever lived. So I'm not going to... You're jumping on my case now because I said that... The style of play wasn't as athletic.
Magic
that's
couldn't.
What I'm trying
well,
to say.
No, I think to help you out a little bit, they played more half court sets.
Yeah, that's
back
what I'm trying
then.
To say.
Now they open it up. The full court press. They
I also
run.
Think now
you know what I mean?
There's so much money in sports that people are trying to have athletes. You know, I mean, there's money in having a kid that is a great athletic player, and from the start, you start training these kids a lot younger, whereas before, kids were playing on their own. There wasn't the whole farm system. There wasn't the
I mean, these guys go to camps every summer from, like, five on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, the amount of basketball time that they've logged in is so much more than... You know, I mean, guys had day jobs back in the 70s.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But the guys in the 70s knew how to play basketball so much better.
Oh, like, of course they did.
I mean, like, the guys on the Bucks. The Bucks would get schooled by the Sixers and the Celtics every year in the playoffs, right? The old Jack Sikma, Sidney Moncrief Bucks would beat any playoff team, except maybe the Spurs of a couple years ago.
I've had this argument before. Michael Cooper was a role player on the Lakers. If he played now, he'd be a superstar.
Yeah.
He'd be like a Joe Johnson, or, you know, like he'd be a guy that got max money on a B-market team. You know what I mean?
So, but that doesn't support your argument. That's exactly against your argument.
No, because they're better.
And you did say that they were better players.
They're better players is what I'm trying to say. It was a slower game, but they were just better basketball players.
Danny Ainge would be a superstar nowadays.
Well, Danny Ainge was a great athlete, man.
Right, right.
He got, like, drafted in a couple
of things. Danny Ainge was a good, solid NBA basketball player. Oh, but the whole point, I don't even remember the original point. But the thing is now, these guys are athletes, but they're not, like, I mean, like, now, like now it's like, okay, Barkley was like, you know, Barkley's incredible. I love Chuck. But now there is guys that big that run that fast and do all that sort of
thing. Yeah, but Barkley, you know what, though? What makes Barkley great is he had a will that a lot of these guys don't have. And I think part of the problem is that guys get paid for potential nowadays.
Yeah.
If you're a dude that's 6'11 and you're long and people go, this dude is going to be the next thing.
See, it's like in stand-up, dude. You see
new faces that get
a
all
pretty
these deals.
Face,
yeah, right.
Or there's something there, and they just throw money at him, and he kills it, dude.
Right, right.
Greatness comes from the desire to survive and overcome. Right. A lot of these guys don't have it, man. They just
it also comes from being counted out a little bit. I mean, look at Gilbert Arenas. Gilbert Arenas is a dude that wears number zero because he was slept on. Whenever you have
I love that dude.
Yeah, I do too, because whenever you have that, you have something to prove.
He plays with like a chip on his shoulder.
Right.
He remembers, you know, not getting drafted in the first round.
Michael Jordan would like never make it today because he'd have been scouted out. But he didn't play on his varsity team. He didn't make his junior varsity team. Oh, there'd have been all these kids at camp. North Carolina wouldn't have taken a chance on the guy that wasn't ranked in the top 100 by some poll.
But you know what they said? There was a camp that Jordan went to where he really broke out. Like, he was a guy that he wasn't touted.
Right.
And was competing against the best talent, and the fact that he was sort of slept on was the thing that really broke him out.
That's what I mean. He was pissed about that.
Right, right.
But he still would have been playing on he still would have been drafted. He still would have played college. He just would have maybe wouldn't go to North Carolina. I still think he'd go to North Carolina.
But
they knew about him coming out of high school. He just they didn't know about him like in ninth grade.
Well, nobody knew he was going to be that good.
Jordan's senior year, he was the number one high school player in the nation.
No. It was another dude that was ranked higher than him.
No, but between his junior and senior year, like he was sophomore, he got cut. His junior senior year, like he
there was a dude, a white dude, whose dad
obviously,
you know, there's a white dude,
Jimmy Vandaway,
and they told Jordan like, when you go to North Carolina, you're not starting. This dude starting.
Matt Doherty,
Buzz Peterson is starting over you.
Yeah. Some is that his name? I think it's like Buzz.
Matt Doherty, Buzz Peterson,
right?
How much did Jordan? How much did Jordan kill Ewing? I mean, I'm the biggest Patrick Ewing fan.
Ewing fan.
So I got his autograph in when he was at Georgetown. Anyway, long story short, how sick Jordan? I mean, he killed him his freshman year, in the NBA. But I think if Charles Smith would have just had
got one foul call,
right?
Just after all the
one
hacking,
rebound, one yeah, little putback, yeah,
one call like there's a hack there.
It's about being a man. It's right. about it's about when there's. 15.
It's about not finessing it and going to get it.
Never recovered from
that. Hey, dunking it, finessing
that's
it.
That's the NBA. I mean, that's when you're in the backyard and it's a 10-10, you got to play into 11. It's not winning by twos. No one's calling that foul.
Yeah,
you got to man up, put your balls on the table, make the layup.
Right.
And three times he got the not three times. And it
or
wasn't,
perhaps dunk it. Perhaps do that. Try that. You're already right there.
He's
go
right
ahead. And
there. He
go
never
get it.
Recovered. He was always from there.
He didn't
on.
Deserve right. to recover right. from that. He didn't deserve it. It was hideous.
But it's weird. Like,
what do you think of guaranteed contracts?
I hate it. I hate guaranteed contracts because you have no incentive,
dude.
You know what I mean? If they push all the money in front of you, and you know, that's why you see guys. Here's another thing I hate about the league. I hate that contract year is the 1 year these guys play.
Yeah, right.
I want to see a 2 and 3 year superstar.
Right.
You know what I mean? Give me
all that cash.
In the 80s, you had 3, 4, 5 year superstars. Yes. Dudes didn't just do it in their contract.
They had
year.
Teams. That was the whole deal. Everyone knew.
They need to get rid
of
guaranteed.
Everyone knew the Nuggets.
Yeah, they do.
You knew who was on the Nuggets, and the Nuggets were awful.
I would I'd be fine with a lockout to get guaranteed contracts. Because you know what? Without guaranteed contracts, you would have Boston would be back in it. New York would be back in it. Philly would be back in it.
Teams get killed.
Yeah,
they
do.
If you got two bad contracts, you're killed.
Yeah, you are. For at least 4 years. Yeah.
Get rid of guaranteed contracts.
And you can't even design teams with 4 years in mind anymore.
Right.
You got to design teams with two-year windows.
But that's why I thought what they did with Dunleavy was a mistake. I thought you knew that those guys were going to turn sour. I just knew. I mean, I really knew that that was. I mean, I said on this show, I said the Lakers are going to be ahead of the Clippers again this year because.
But it's not over, dude.
No, it's not over.
I know your thing's crazy, but it's like you got to watch what's going on.
I see the lineup. The lineup. They're not that good, Sam.
Dude, you're nuts.
You look at that team. They have so much talent on the floor.
They do.
I watched the game for real, dude, and. I look at that team. They have so much talent on the floor.
But they don't have...
And they're deep at a lot of positions.
But the Atlanta Hawks have a lot of talent. They never win. There's a reason
why they don't have a lot of talent.
Livingston is not...
They got just almost as much as the Clippers.
No way, dude. We got a call?
Let's see if this works.
Donald Sterling.
Don't touch anything.
Donald Sterling, are you on the line?
Hi.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey.
Hey, it's a lady.
This is okay, what are you calling about, young lady?
I have a question for you guys. First of all, I love the show.
Oh, thank you.
I'm so happy you guys are live today.
Who's your favorite?
That's awesome.
Probably Sully.
I've been watching your show religiously, and I just need to know, why are guys so obsessed with sports? Because during college football season, I couldn't get laid for the life of me.
Really?
Come to our house.
So your theory is that guys who like sports too much like sports more than chicks.
Yeah. I mean, it seems that way. I mean, I could dance around naked in front of this guy, and, you know, Ohio State is playing whoever, and it's like, I'm not getting anything. First of all, I can't even see Sterling McCollum. Where is he?
I'm in the middle. We have a black engineer. There should be better light. Is that better? I was hiding in the back. I'm sorry.
I got to say, if Ohio State is playing Michigan for the conference championship, that hasn't happened yet. They're doing it for the first time, whereas you've already happened.
Yeah, but that doesn't address what you're saying. I would totally love to do it during a football game while you're watching and just shag a chick. Anyone else?
I
fucked her in SportsCenter. Anyone else done that?
Not during top 10, though, right?
Yeah, no, stop.
Well, I always watch ESPN News, so I can still keep my eye on the ticker.
Yeah,
right.
I think the problem is, Miss, is that you need to remember when the games are on. Because there's that three-hour window when the game is more important. But then at 8 in the morning or 2 in the morning when the game's off, of course you're the most important thing. But my wife knows when playoff hockey season is. It's don't get in my way.
Yeah.
Because you know, sports are really important. Because besides puss, that's all we really have. So why would you interrupt the 3 hours of sports when puss is, for the other 21 hours, the most important thing? Give us those 3 hours, and then it's back to puss being number one.
Yeah, I think you should also take it. Do women ever just take it?
They don't anymore.
Yeah.
That's what we need. It. We need women to take it.
Don't give us a choice. Just take it.
I need it right now.
Yeah, just press the button and go. Anybody with me on that one?
Wait, am I talking out loud? I don't think I'm answering your question anymore. I'm revealing my inner soul.
Really? Have you just tried to get it on during the game?
Or work the magic of come in wearing a jersey, nothing else.
Yeah.
Yeah, incorporate the sports thing and make it work sexually for you.
There's nothing like a nice ball massage while you're watching a game.
No,
and
sure.
Invariably, you're going to get hard.
You have?
And he doesn't get hard? He doesn't get hard?
Is your boyfriend a homosexual?
Right.
I start off with that. That's what I do. And
that's your opening move?
That's your opener?
That's what you open with? Like it.
I think that if you should try during halftime, and if he'd rather watch Prince than have sex with you, then you know you got a big problem.
Or the ice skating competition, then you have a problem.
I say just wear the jersey, walk on the couch, sit down, ask what the game is, and just start clicking the mouse and see what happens.
Do you like sports or do you not like sports?
Well, I don't like sports because of what it's done to my love life, you know?
Wait, do you guys have jobs and stuff? Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're from Los Angeles, most people are, you know, got some scam going.
I've got a question. Do any of you guys have girlfriends or wives that are into sports?
My wife, she loves basketball.
My wife loves basketball.
And and weirdly does not love sex anymore. That's strange. It's really odd.
Maybe your boyfriend should hang out with his wife and you should hang out with Sully. And then we make it happen.
Yeah.
Huh? Look at
Tripoli. Down.
Love connection. That's what Tripoli's making right now.
Yeah. Okay, great. Now my wife can't watch this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, like, I think if you have a girl that likes sports way too much, you have a problem. I think it's good to have a chick that likes, like, my wife loves basketball and can put up with hockey. Because I think sports are the guy thing. You don't want your chick to be, like, you know, in the bar high-fiving other dudes. You know, it's like you want your chick to be hanging out and rubbing your butt. I think you're a great woman, personally.
I don't see any problems with how you're breaking it down.
I think you should get a new man.
I think we should bring her on the show and have her just the female perspective.
No, I've got a good man.
Okay, cool.
College football, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, you
college football's over, so you shouldn't have this problem.
Hopefully your team isn't a BCS team.
Yeah.
You really, it's only about a combined 40 hours when you're not. Are you a nymphomaniac?
What was that last part?
Are you a nymphomaniac? Because it's really only 40 hours if you're a college football fan and you got to stay off the rail.
Do you own a cheerleading outfit?
At least two pom-poms?
Yeah. Run with the theme.
You know what? I would try that.
Do it.
Yeah,
I say do it.
Try it.
Take pictures. Send it to us on our email and let us know how it went.
If you think that would help, I'm on board.
I think a cheerleader fantasy would be good.
It would help our ratings.
Yeah, too.
I'm excited about it.
I'm actually going to rub my balls.
So that's what you're going to do. You're going to do the cheerleading thing, take some pictures, and tell us how it goes. Call us next week and tell us if it worked out.
Did we lose her? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle. She hung up on me.
Yeah. She's probably from Denver.
Maybe she's just fondling herself.
Yeah. She's doing
wow. So this
she's
is
a, yeah. That she's was... a she's fantasizing over like a five way. Sam's in her ear.
That's why
she saw
her to lean forward.
Really, she needed it.
Put a name to a face.
I like to help people.
This is our first. Why that came in clear too.
That was perfect.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That worked for me.
That's awesome. Well, you know, I
need a cigarette.
We do need to talk a little bit about the football game.
Oh yeah, there's a little football game going on.
A little party this weekend, a little football game. Does anyone...
Am I the only one who hates the Super Bowl? And the reason I hate the Super Bowl is because it means football's coming to an end.
I do get a little sad
about that. Although it gets so insane in these 2 weeks. There's so much media coverage.
Then you start to check out a little bit?
Yeah, I feel like the two conference final games are the real football. Mm-hmm. After that, I feel like it's done. This Super Bowl, it's more of a... Just a show.
I don't know.
Although I'm extremely excited.
It's like a national holiday. I mean, like, I'm in a weird place right now because I've always hated Peyton Manning. And it's like, now, if he wins, do we stop hearing about it? Or, because, like, I want him to lose.
Yeah.
But then if he wins, does that mean it's like, okay, well, now maybe it's kind of over? But it's like I hated Queen and I wanted Freddie Mercury to die. Then he died and he got more popular. It's like the curse of wanting someone to die.
Right.
So it's like, do I want him to win? Then maybe he kind of fades away.
He's never going away, dude. You need to accept this guy's here for a long time.
I know.
Here's my problem with Peyton. I hate how everyone's saying he's a great actor.
He's not.
You know,
LeBron is a way better actor than Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to be the best.
LeBron needs some better roles.
He's playing three people.
Four.
I hate those commercials.
You know what? Eddie Murphy's got to stop doing that, playing two characters.
No, dude. I think Norbert's going to look good.
I think he needs to play a couple more male characters. You can't do five female characters
never do that? How come you never see the white guy dressing like an old lady?
It's called Tootsie. Academy
Robin
Award.
Williams. It's Doubtfire.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll shut up.
Well, how's that for your point?
Counterpoint. Smack.
Tu Wong Fu, Julie Newmar.
Oh, yeah, right.
Like three birds with one stone there.
Yeah.
Although I think there was one brother in that.
Well, anybody
it was Wesley Snipes. Yeah.
Well, does anybody think the Bears are going to win?
I picked them at the start of the year, so I got to stick with them.
Yeah, you really picked them to go to the Super Bowl
to beat the Colts.
Wow. I'm a big.
We've had some amazing picks on this show. We heard that Jackie Butler was going to dominate the NBA.
I don't know who that is.
Exactly.
Hey, man! His points per minute last year was huge.
You
I thought going to
Raiders
San Antonio.
That's because he played a minute
you
a game.
You heard that?
I heard that on this show.
Hey, wow. Man, they went 4-0.
That's why I can't believe the Clippers are coming back, because I haven't heard very many facts.
Okay.
If this show
dude,
took place in 1981,
that would have been a great pick.
Right.
Oh, man.
The Raiders are going to the Super Bowl. That's fantastic.
They are. They're all taking the bus with Barrett Robbins down to 2-1.
Well, once we get DeMar Johnson, man, it's DeMar Russell.
DeMar
dude, that guy can sit on his butt and chuck the ball to the end zone from the 50-yard line.
He's still like 5'8", sitting on his ass.
Dude, it's going to be awesome.
The worst thing could happen to the Raiders is if Al Davis gets, like, if he creeps on in life like another 15 years. Like, he needs to just fall, break his hip, and be done.
Yeah.
That would really help the Raiders. If he keeps creeping on living,
dude, can we get some crazy Mexican Raider fan to do that for us?
Took the words out of my mouth. There's so many thugs that watch the Raiders.
Yeah, this guy one of the MC gang? What's that gang?
The M14.
Yeah. One of you guys got to be a Raider fan. Go in there and do
take out Davis. He's probably got some cash in his pocket. You can make a little money.
Davis's personal bodyguard is a friend of mine.
On our show, we constantly wish death on athletes' family members.
Nice. I like it.
AIDS and death.
Yeah, if you're in.
Just afraid that, you know.
It's a two-handed.
It's over.
Well, you have to do the Super Bowl. Who do you like the Super Bowl? Score.
I love Chicago.
Pick a score.
I'm gonna go Colts 34-14 Bears.
So the Colts by 20.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna do some obscure scores. I'm gonna go 32 Bears.
This is the Canadian metric system.
16. Because, yeah, the Canadian football, you can single points. So I'm going to do 32-16 for the Bears.
I'm going to go a little differently. I just hope Prince doesn't reveal too much of himself at the halftime.
Not really taking a stand.
Though. Right.
Earl Skickle, what do you got here?
Well, since Grossman was my favorite character on Chips, I'm going to go with the Bears winning 37-0.
Wow.
Wow. Well, we know that's going to happen.
It could.
You
never know.
I love Ben and Terry, though. I just saw about that.
Harrison plays like such a pussy.
I'll take the Colts 24-10. Sully McCullough, thank you very much.
Yes.
First special guest.
First black special guest.
First, yeah.
That's a very special guest.
Andy Garcia's whiter than driven snow. Any plugs you want to... Where are you going to be?
Nah,
NBA All-Star
I'll be,
game.
At All-Star Week at the Improv.
That's awesome, dude.
That's going to be so much fun. Yeah, it's going to be good. That's going to be good.
Awesome.
There's going to be an overflow of...
Yeah, of pimps and skeezers. It's going to be great.
Watch my show tonight.
Sam Tripoli, Wide World of Spike, two nights a week on the Spike channel, and he will be on... where are you going next week?
I will be in Missouri, Columbus, Missouri, Deja Vu Comedy Club. Come out and watch.
Yay!
Rob Cardino, any plugs?
No, just read that column.
Read his column. Earl Skanko, anything going on this week?
I just want to plug my ass.
Oh, there yay! We go. West Hollywood in the house. I will be on Playboy Radio Monday morning. Let's go, Bears. Thumbs up. Thanks, Barney's Beanery. Thanks to our producer, Aaron B. Wheeler, getting out all the kinks. We'll see you soon. Bye-bye.